Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, fixed versus adjustable mortgages. Anne from New Jersey called in with this question.
Hi, Money Girl. This is Anne from New Jersey. I was wondering if you had any tips for how to negotiate a first mortgage on a first home purchase. I have basically no experience in this area, and I just want to make sure that I'm as informed as possible. Thanks.
Hey there, Anne. Thanks for the great question. It's a big question that people have actually written entire books to answer, and I'll be giving away one of these books in a few moments. But first, here's a quick and dirty tip about one aspect of picking the right mortgage. First, you'll want to decide what type of loan suits your needs best. Loans fall into two basic categories, fixed and adjustable. To get clear about the type of loan that's right for you, ask yourself the following question. How long do I plan to keep my loan? This key question is the one that will influence your choice of loan type. Do you plan to keep the loan in the house for a very long time? Do you think you'll want to refinance after a few years to pull cash out of the property or for some other reason? Do you think you might sell the house in a few years to get a larger one or to downscale to a smaller one? If you plan to keep the loan for a very long time, say several years or longer, a fixed-rate loan would be a reasonable choice since fixed rates are still at relatively low levels historically. It also makes sense to get a fixed-rate loan if it's really important to you that your payment stays the same each month for the life of the loan. If you don't plan to keep the loan for a very long time, you could come out ahead with an adjustable-rate mortgage or ARM. Adjustable-rate mortgages come with 1, 3, 5, 7, or 10-year fixed-rate periods. There are also monthly adjustable loans called option ARMs that have flexible payment options and the potential for deferred interest, also known as negative amortization. More on this topic in a future episode. You'll want to make your best guess about the length of time you're most likely to keep your loan. If you plan to refinance in, say, 4 years, then compare the rate of an adjustable loan with a 5-year fixed rate period to the rate of a 30-year fixed loan. If the rate of the 30-year fixed is equal to or less than the rate of the 5-year ARM, all else being equal, it would make sense to choose the 30-year fixed. On the other hand, if the rate of the 5-year adjustable were lower and you were confident you'd keep the loan for less than 5 years, then it would make sense to go with the 5-year adjustable. The interest rates on fixed-rate loans are usually higher than the rates on adjustable loans because fixed-rate loans expose the lender to more risk if interest rates were to rise. However, we've been in a period where the rates of fixed loans have been very close to and sometimes even better than adjustable loans. You can get a sense of what mortgage rates to expect on websites such as Bankrate.com and from online lenders such as eLoan and Quicken Loans.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
A competent mortgage broker can help you identify the best loan for your needs and do the comparison shopping for you. They can also give you an idea of the loan amount you qualify for. The expertise of mortgage brokers varies greatly. To find a knowledgeable and experienced one, ask friends, family members, and colleagues if they know of someone they had a good experience with and would recommend to you. For your first home purchase, it makes very good sense to enlist the help of an experienced mortgage broker. Buying your first home can be stressful enough without adding the additional burden of comparison shopping for a loan. I don't have time to cover them here, but there are several other important considerations when choosing a mortgage that I'll talk about in upcoming episodes. Today, I'm giving away a copy of 106 Mortgage Secrets All Homebuyers Must Learn But Lenders Don't Tell by Gary Eldred. This week's winner is Kelly A. from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Kelly was the first person to correctly answer last week's trivia question, which was, which three states in the U.S. are growing the fastest? Kelly correctly answered that the fastest growing state is Arizona, followed by Nevada and then Idaho. Congratulations, Kelly. Please check your email for instructions. And here's a little more information for the curious like me. The next two fastest growing states are Georgia and Texas. You can find a link to a U.S. Census press release showing the top 10 fastest growing states at the end of the transcript for this episode at qdnow.com. Because this episode has a sponsor, I'm giving away a second bonus copy of the book. If you've sent me an email or posted to the blog, you are automatically entered in the giveaway for the bonus book. And the winner is Melissa in Cary, North Carolina. Congratulations! You've won the bonus copy of 106 Mortgage Secrets. Check your email for instructions. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you have a question or comment, email it to money@qdnow.com or call it in to 206-MONEY-01. Money Girl is part of the QD Now Network. Check out the other helpful QD Now podcasts like Mr. Manners, Legal Lad, and The Mighty Mommy. Thanks for listening.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.